How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wake back. I thought we'd get but forever gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And just like that, we are saying goodbye to the 2019 NFL season for the Eagles, officially, this week, and the Steelers. Jay, what's going on, man?
It's one of the saddest openings I've ever been involved in.
Yes, it is sad. Our 2019 season's over for both of us.
Yeah, it's a rough one, man.
It sucks. The Philadelphia Eagles lost 17-9 again to the Seattle Seahawks in Philadelphia in the wild card round. Yeah, not much to say about that game. It's the story of the Eagles season. Injuries, and it happened again, unfortunately, to the most important player on their team.
Yeah, and let me say it before you say it, because it's going to sound like favoritism coming from you. That was a bullshit play.
Let me say it. Fuck Jadeveon Clowney. Okay, I'm not going to use it as an excuse. I'm not going to get into it that much more than this, but fuck Jadeveon Clowney and that cheap ass dirty hit. That's all I'm saying.
It was garbage. And I'm seeing a lot of players coming out. Like Ryan Clark came out and said, when I was playing, I was trying to put your player out. And it's like, well, then you're a dirty player.
Yeah. You're an asshole.
Like,
man.
That was just dirt.
Especially shots to the head.
Yeah.
Period. The way the NFL is now, with the things they know about CTE and head injuries and whatever. But
yeah, and the steps they're making to try to change the game to make it safer for headshots.
But yeah.
And then something like that happens and it's not even flagged.
Yeah, but the 2019 Eagles, they were like a cat with nine lives, and they lost that last life Sunday night when Carson Wentz obviously went out with a concussion and they were not able to rally and score and get the job done when they needed to with basically their third stringers. Basically, this looked like the Eagles offense in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. That's who was out there on the field. So, we'll get into the game a little bit. I just wanted to bring up just this one thing around the NFL. The Cowboys officially hired a head coach, and it's not Jason Garrett. He's officially done. He will not be back. They brought in ex-Packers coach, ex-Super Bowl winning coach Mike McCarthy. Jay, what do you think about this move?
I mean, it's a good move because he's more of a, I guess you would say, aggressive type of coach than – Jason Garrett. But I mean, look, it doesn't matter who you bring in. They still have to answer to Jerry Jones.
Yes.
Jerry Jones runs the team how Jerry Jones wants to run the team. Coach doesn't matter. You're not going to win as long as he's there. Simple.
I agree. I don't think McCarthy is a bad hire, but to me, he's really not going to give you that much more than Jason Garrett. Mm-mm. He had a good run in the playoff games, but how much was that on Aaron Rodgers? How great Aaron Rodgers was. His offenses towards the end of his time in Green Bay were not good. He did not seem to motivate his team that well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how he works out in Dallas. I know he's already hired a defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan, who's an old NFL head coach, you know, so it just depends on how he feels that the coach is out. And but other than that, I'm really not that – I'm not, like, scared now of the Cowboys.
No. No, and it's not like, oh, Jesus, look who they got. Wow. It's, I mean, it's a good hire for them. I'm a little surprised by it because I didn't see his name floating around too much as wanting a head coaching job, but
yeah,
hey, that's what they're going to do. So.
So Garrett officially out, even though he was begging for his job reports. Say, that's just sad. It's like, come on,
Jason. I wish we could verify that, but they said he was crying almost. Like, oh, I need to know that's real.
Yeah, that's great. So, all right, I guess I'll talk about this Eagles game a little bit. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about it because, like I said previously, it came down to injuries. It's what's plagued this team the entire year. And then, you know, they lost their best player Sunday. Do I believe this would be a completely different game if Carson Wentz was healthy? I do. Only in the fact that Carson Wentz was one of the best quarterbacks in the red zone the entire year. And in the game yesterday or on Sunday, they couldn't score once they got in the red zone. Like, Josh McCown did a good job moving the ball up and down the field.
Yeah.
He managed the game well. There was a few times where he just held on to the ball too long, probably because nobody was open. And he took some sacks that you don't want him to take.
Yes.
especially on fourth down with 2 minutes left in the game. But I thought he managed the game pretty well, moved the offense. But, yeah, once they got into the red zone, the Seahawks clamped down on defense and they weren't able to get anything going there. And I think that's where they missed Wentz the most. I think, you know, I think he had 19 touchdowns this year in the red zone with zero interceptions. They were, I think, third in the league in red zone scoring. And, you know, if he was there, I think they would have converted at least one touchdown, maybe possibly two. You never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I believe they're 0-3 in the red zone on Sunday. And I think that's the tale of the game right there. And, of course, Russell Wilson. And they only scored 17 points, but it seemed like more than that. Russell Wilson was pretty much unstoppable all game. The defensive line did a good job getting pressure on him, but I believe they were like 60% on third downs.
Mm-hmm.
Converted a lot of long, like third and longs, and you just can't win that way. Defensively, you know, they held him to 17 points, but it just seemed like Seattle was able to do whatever they wanted when they wanted. And I think that's more on their offensive coordinator. I feel like they don't unleash Russell Wilson for some reason. Like, they could have threw that ball 50 times and they would have put up 50 points on the Eagle.
Yeah.
Like, because our secondary can't cover anybody. DK Metcalf exposed them again.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, huh? and that'll be a topic of discussion with the Eagles fans for years to come because he was on the board when we decided to draft J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who had zero catches for 0 yards yesterday or on Sunday. So, yeah, does not look good in hindsight, but you never know. Just a few players that I want to talk about, I guess, because I don't really have much to say about the game. It sucks. It's just disappointing. I'm just more disappointed that I'm not really mad about the loss. It's just disappointing. Right. I wanted to see Carson Wentz have a shot to play in a playoff game, and it was taken away in 8 plays because of that hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel for him. I'm disappointed for him. I know how bad he wanted to play in this game. There was reports that after the game, he went around to every single one of his teammates apologizing to them that he couldn't play.
But, yeah, what a shit leader.
Yeah, what a terrible person, huh? His teammates hate him.
God.
So, yeah, I'm just disappointed in that. But I wanted to – big shout-out to Miles Sanders and Boston Scott.
Yes.
They kept the offense moving at times. Miles Sanders was coming into this game with an ankle injury. He also got hurt before halftime with a MCL sprain, is what I heard today. But it will not require surgery. So, you know, he toughed it out, had a pretty decent game. Boston Scott, he looks like he's going to be here to stay as a, you know, complimentary role to Miles Sanders in the future. He's like the new Darren Sproles.
Mm-hmm.
He played well today. And then on defense, Fletcher Cox, I thought, was absolutely dominant.
That's the story of your defense.
Yeah, right there. He probably the best player on the field last night, other than Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He was just destroying their O-line. He didn't get any sacks on Wilson, but he was disruptive all night, blew up a lot of their running plays.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just some of the guys that stood out to me in this game that I was impressed with and I'm looking forward to in the future. It seems like Fletcher Cox still can be dominant when he wants to be. Hopefully next year they can figure out a way to keep him dominant or be more consistently dominant throughout the entire season.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing this offense next year, hopefully healthy with, you know, Wentz, Miles Sanders, maybe a young receiver they can get in there. And you never know. That's all stuff we'll touch on in the offseason in the podcast we do coming up. But, Jay, anything you got to say about the game? I know you watched it.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on the main points, man. Losing Carson was the big downfall of that game. But I'll tell you what, man, McCown kept you in it.
Yeah.
McCown looked good in that game. He was making good reads. He was actually moving in the pocket.
Yeah, he was good enough.
He gave you guys the chance to win that game. But it was the red zone. Like you said, we were texting last night during the game and said, you cannot settle for these field goals.
Yeah.
And there was a couple opportunities where it was like, you needed a touchdown there.
Yeah.
That's stupid to say three field. Yeah, you need touchdowns, but it's like that. It was tough.
Yeah, because they were moving the ball pretty good, and then
just
stalled out. I don't know if it was just play calling or nobody can get open. Obviously, the receivers had one of the worst performances by receiving core, I think, in playoff history. He only had like two catches or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't even think you guys were playing wide receivers last night. I mean, I saw Greg Ward a couple times, but other than that, it was Goddard, Ertz, and your running backs.
Yeah. I think Ward only had one or two catches.
Yeah.
If that. But yeah, I mean, that's all I really have to say. The Eagles season is over. I will remember 2019 season for injuries, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the young guys and how Wentz stepped up towards the end of the year to lead them into the playoffs was cool to see. I just wish he would have got to finish it out. It's just a bummer, man.
Yeah.
It bummed me out. Like, I was watching the game. Yeah. I was so excited. And then after that, it's just like, like, you're rooting for them to win. You hope to see them pull off something crazy. But the writing was on the wall. You knew what it was. So it just bummed me out. Mm-hmm. I'm bummed for Carson. I'm bummed for Eagles fans everywhere. Not being able to see what he could have done in a playoff game officially. So we'll have to wait another year. And, of course, this is going to bring up questions about Wentz's durability. Again.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to ask you. Does this add more concern to you after that injury last night?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay.
Because it's not like he hurt his back again or broke a bone or hurt his knee or something like that.
Yeah.
What happened shouldn't have happened.
No.
You know, I don't think Clowney was trying to hurt Wentz, but it could have been avoided, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but once again, I don't want to, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but this should not go against the narrative that Wentz is injury prone. He started and played in all 16 games. Yeah, it sucks that he wasn't there at the end of the year again. That is a fact. This is his third year in a row that he was not able to finish the final game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was because of anything he could have done differently. So, no. I think
okay.
Wentz will be okay moving forward. I don't really have too many questions about his durability.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't think – I mean, before this, yeah, was he got hurt a good bit, missed some time. But that injury there, no. That's a freak injury on a crap play.
Yeah.
And it just sucks. Concussions, man, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to say, oh, this guy's injury prone because he got a concussion.
No.
It's unless it's a constant thing.
I'm pretty sure it's the first concussion he's had in the NFL that, I mean, that I can think of, or maybe I don't know about in college or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Concussions happen. They especially happen when somebody hits you in the back of the head with their helmet and forcefully, and then drives your head into the ground as well. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, now that your season's over, quick thought, what's the biggest thing you want to see this offseason?
Biggest thing I want to see this offseason is obviously they don't do anything with Nelson Agholor. Don't re-sign Nelson Aguilar's ass. No, I just think they got to bring better receivers in.
Wide receiver.
And help,
that's the biggest thing.
And help Carson Wentz out in that area. Speed. How about that? Just speed on the offense. There you
go. I like that.
So, what about you for the Steelers? What's next for them? Where do they go from here?
I mean, it's the quarterback position, really. You gotta have a plan now. Have you seen enough of Mason to think that he's your future going forward? Or are you going to make a move to get somebody there for Ben?
Yeah.
Because this weekend really concerned me because you saw all the older quarterbacks just shit the bed.
They did not look good. It was
a bad weekend for older quarterbacks, and that's what the Steelers are looking at next year, a 40-plus quarterback coming back after elbow surgery. So I'd like to see them, make a plan, try to get something set for the future. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll lead that into kind of what our plans will be here for the podcast moving forward. We're going to, from here on out, we're probably going to scale it back to one podcast a week.
Yeah.
We'll go over a bunch of different off-season topics of course, we'll go over draft stuff. We'll do draft preview stuff. We'll go over position by position, previews of what's going to happen, who's a free agent, who you think they should retain, who you think they should sign, stuff like that.
Yep.
So
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun off season. Touch on all that stuff. And I also just wanted to say thank you to everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in for our first full season of the Birds and the Bird.
We made it through one full season, and it's been fun. I've had a lot more fun doing this, and I thought it was going to be a little bit of a burden doing it like halfway through the year, especially when the team started to stink.
Oh, God. But, it was definitely a roller coaster type year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Our audience is steadily growing. We're hitting some good numbers lately, and I really want to say thank you to the core guys.
They know who they are.
Yeah, you guys know exactly who you are, and you've been there since day one, and you've really helped us keep going. So thank you, guys.
Yes, we appreciate it, and hopefully we can continue to bring you fun and exciting content that'll
– mediocre content.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, our subpar content that'll kind of give you a football fix in these dog days coming up.
Yeah, and then also when getting into the off-season stuff – this is where we need you guys, too, to start submitting questions, topics that you want to hear, anything like that. And we'll definitely address it on the shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, contact us on our Facebook page, If you have Twitter, any topics you want us to discuss about, you know, the Eagles, the Steelers, or any other team for that matter, we'll talk.
Yeah,
we'll talk any kind of football. We got. There's going to be a time where we ain't got much to talk about. So, yeah, we'll do anything you guys want to hear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week. Jay, do you want to go over, before we end this one, you want to go over the playoff games for this coming week?
Well, I mean, we could touch on it real quick because we made some predictions that weren't too great.
Hey, you predicted the Vikings to win.
Yeah. Yeah. So we both went 2-2. On the weekend.
Yeah. I had Tennessee. We both picked Tennessee to upset New England.
Yeah, we both picked Tennessee. You picked the Texans over the Bills. I had the Bills there.
And then you got the Vikings and I missed on
the Saints. Yeah.
And obviously and we missed we both, on the Eagles.
Yeah. Was there anything surprising out of these games?
Not really.
I think the
I guess Minnesota. Won. Yeah, I guess Kirk Cousins and how they played and how
poor Drew Brees looked in it.
Yeah, the Saints offense and Drew Brees just did not show up. Did not look good.
We talked the other day about coaches that might be on the block. I know he's not, but Sean Payton.
Yeah, he's
like, what has he done?
He underachieves in the playoffs. It seems like and it couldn't happened to a more piece of shit human being. I hate Sean Payton, and anytime he loses and fails, it's amazing to see.
That's a tough one, too, because Drew Brees is such a good dude, and you want to see him succeed. But, yeah, you're right. Sean Payton is a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I hate him. and then I guess the only other real big thing is at the end of the Patriots dynasty. Is it over?
You
Belichick,
think?
Brady, they might be losing – McDaniel, whatever his name is it over? Or do you think they get back together?
I think Brady's playing somewhere else next year.
I think he's done too. I don't think him and Belichick like each other for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think Brady doesn't like him because he wanted to get rid of him, 2 years ago?
Yeah. And keep Garoppolo and now.
Yeah, he wanted Jimmy G as the future and Kraft. Which Kraft doesn't do a lot. He put his foot down and said, no, he's staying.
Yeah, so, I think they each kind of want to prove that they don't need each other.
Yeah, well, I don't think either one wins another championship without the other. So even if they stay together, I don't see them winning.
Yeah.
They just have nothing there.
We'll find out. We'll see here this offseason.
Yeah, and then we got
so the game's this week now.
Yeah, so next week, Saturday at 4, you got the Vikings at the 49ers. Then you have at 8, the Titans at the Ravens, which should be a really good one.
Okay, so let's just go over these two real quick, the Saturday games. The Vikings at the 49ers. Bro, I might go with the upset here. I might ride that purple train now to the NFC.
Jumping on my team now.
Yeah. I've been saying it all year, man. Something about the 49ers. I don't know. They just don't do it for me. I'll probably be wrong.
Been saying it all
They'll
year?
Probably yeah. blow them out because I know their I know their defense is legit.
Yeah,
but after
San Fran's 7-point favorite,
7-point favorite, 7. Right now, man, I just don't know if I trust Jimmy G. And I don't know. Kirk looked good last week. Went into one of the hardest places to play and.
Yeah.
Beat the Saints pretty easily.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Nice.
I'm taking Minnesota in this. I think their offense is really clicking lately. They have two great wide receivers there. And Dalvin Cook, I've been on him since he came out. So, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go Minnesota there, man.
All right. So then we got the 1 seed Baltimore Ravens. And then what is the 6 seed Titans?
Yeah. Yeah, they were 6 seed. Right now, Baltimore is 9-point favorites in that. So 8:15 Saturday night.
I think this is going to be a closer game than what people think.
Yes.
I think Tennessee's defense, I think Vrabel will come up with a plan to slow down Lamar Jackson. I don't think they'll be able to stop him, though. And I do think Baltimore will pull this one out, but it'll be close.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that. I think it's a last second Tucker field goal.
Yeah, Yeah,
clutch. I mean, like he always
Tannehill's does. Been playing really well, and mm-hmm. Vrabel knows how to coach defense, man. He knows how to game plan to try to stop a certain person.
Yeah. Before we jump to the other games, can we talk about how great it was what Mike Vrabel did to the Patriots in that game? Hmm. Did you see that?
What?
Running the clock down.
Yeah, I saw that, and I guarantee delay a game. That's a rule change by next season, and it'll never happen again.
Oh, yeah, but Belichick has done that to, teams.
Yeah.
And he was screaming on the sideline about it.
Yeah.
He's like, that's bullshit. Oh, yeah,
taste,
good.
Taste your own medicine, Belichick.
He loved it. I thought it was awesome.
So, all right, Sunday games. Sunday,
3 o'clock, you got the Texans going into the Chiefs.
Texans, Chiefs. I'll take – the Chiefs are my team from here on out. I always root for Andy to get his first Super Bowl. Okay. So I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I wasn't too impressed with the Texans, and I think Bill O'Brien is a terrible coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I have to go Chiefs there too. I just think they're a better offense.
All right.
And then you got the Seahawks going into Green Bay. Seahawks have owned Green Bay the last couple of years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
A couple of times they've met.
I'm going to take Green Bay because Seattle is still pretty beat up. And I just don't like them that much right now. So I'm going to take Green Bay.
That's a great reason. All right. I'm going to go Seattle, man. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I'm going to go Seattle here.
Okay.
I think Russ, you just can't count him out right now.
No, he's playing good football.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right.
Yeah, it should be another good weekend, man. This past weekend was great.
Oh, it was one of the best wild card weekends I've seen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the Eagles loss, though.
Yeah.
But, all right, man. I guess we will be back next Sunday. Night mm-hmm. We'll record, we'll be dropping podcasts Monday morning for you guys. We'll kind of go over, we'll recap the divisional round games, and we'll come up with a topic, one for each of our teams to discuss moving forward.
We'll have stuff going forward.
And so that'll be it. Jay, I guess let them know where they can find us.
Yep, check us out on Twitter at @Birds_Berg. Find us on the Facebook page at the Birds and the Berg Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We've had a couple new ones pop up, Podbean and Overcast.
Oh, okay.
Was a couple new ones that we recently got accepted on too. So if you're on those two, check them out. Please leave us any likes or any comments, questions, or anything on the pages.
Awesome. And thank you very much again. Everybody for listening to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast for the 2019 season. Enjoy the divisional round games, and we will talk to you next week.